Excerpt from Mahmud's diary, May 23, 1912, Boston. Later, he returned to Boston in the automobile specially provided for him by the Chancellor. The master went directly to the home of Mrs. Alice Breed. As that evening was the commemoration of the Declaration of the Bab, as well as the birthday of Abdu'l-Bahá, the Baha'is, with the utmost happiness and joy, had arranged a magnificent feast. When Abdu'l-Bahá arrived, he rested for a while and then joined the gathering of the friends, illuminating the meeting with his presence. With joyful and shining faces, all eyes were directed towards the master. The freshness and verdure of that gathering was like a flower garden and was proof that the tree of the cause of God has been firmly rooted in American soil, and that it has produced leaves and blossoms of the utmost beauty. The master spoke briefly about the greenery of the surrounding countryside, the magnificence of the city of Boston, as well as the university. He then gave an account of the life of the Bab that gladdened the hearts and cheered the souls. Tea, drinks, and sweets were served in another room. Mrs. Breed brought before the master a birthday cake with 68 candles, representing his age. At her request, he lit the first candle, and then each of the friends in turn lit a candle, each person like a moth burning with the fire of love. When the cake was cut, each guest took a slice as a sacred relic. Mrs. Breed indeed lit the candle of servitude and steadfastness that evening, and in doing so became the recipient of bounty from Abdu'l-Bahá's presence.